Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Hei in Meseches Nedarim. It is the 1068th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue with the topic that Rava had raised on yesterday's daf, that once Reuven says to Shimon that Shimon cannot derive any benefit from Reuven's belongings, that will include, Rava says, giving a present, even though Reuven no longer owns it, giving Shimon a present, that will also be a problem in terms of Moder Hana. The Gemara will continue to analyze those types of cases. We're also going to discuss more topics of Mi'ila, of getting Hana from Hegdish, that the Gemara had raised on Lamed Dalid Amid Beis. The Gemara had raised an issue of when a person says Kikar Zu Hegdish, so then in such a case, when they make the item Hegdish, then eating it is Me'ila if you eat it entirely. In other words, you have a full Hezek of Me'ila when eating that item, and if you give it as a Yerusha when it's Hegdish, so then the Me'ila is the Tovas Hanah, the Hanah that one gets from giving it to one's children, not the actual value of the item itself. Then on Lamed Hei Amid Beis, we're going to get into some very interesting sugyas in regards to someone who makes Hana, a Moder Hana, makes a Neder vis-a-vis Kachim, and the Gemara will use that to springboard to a couple very important issues. One is a Shas question that appears in Yuma in Kedushin, and that is, how do you look at Kohanim as Shlucha Didan or Shlucha Shmaya, in some places referred to as Shlucha Derachmana, and that is going to directly relate to whether a Kohen can do Hana. What happens if Shimon can do a Hakrava, excuse me? What happens if Shimon is a Kohen when Reuven was Moder Hana from Shimon? To oversimplify, the Gemara will get involved in details, can now Shimon do the Avoda on Reuven's Karmen? That will catapult us also into another important set of halachas, and that is whether one needs the das of the Baal HaKarbon for a carbon to take effect. Rabbi Yochanan has a rule that says Hakol tzrichen das chutz mi mechutzrei kapara, except for those things that are brought because an individual is lacking kapara, and we'll discuss from the Ran the logic of why that's so. So that will be Bezer Hashem today's daf. Let's pick up on the top of Lamed Hei Amid Aleph again. Esvei is going to be challenging Rava's position, who had responded on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, four lines from the top, to Rav Chiya Bar Oven's question. If Reuven says to Shimon that Shimon cannot derive benefit from Reuven's item, particularly a loaf of bread, and then Reuven relinquishes it, he gives it to Shimon as a matana, in such a case, how does one look at that? Is Shimon now allowed to get Hana from it? It no longer belongs to Reuven. Rava's psak was, six lines from the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Aser. Esvei, says the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha, Rava sheet on the top of Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. Omer loy hishilani parasach. If you have a case where Shimon says to Reuven, can I borrow your cow? Omer loy, and Reuven says, absolutely not. Koinem para shani kana lecha. He says, it's going to be asur to you. Or he says, michsay olecha, all my nechasim are asur to you. Im yesh li para. Then he just adds, if I've got another cow. Ela, im yesh li para. Elazu, if I have another cow. Hishiluni, similarly, if he says, Shimon says to Reuven, Hishiluni kardumech, give me your axe. Lend me your axe. Amalei koinim kardum sheishli. I'm making a konim on the kardum. It's going to be usher to you. Shani koni, it belongs all to me. Nechasai alecha, or he says, all my nechasim are going to be usher to you. Im yeshli kardum elazeh. If I have another axe aside from this. Vinimtze sheishlo. And it turns out that he has one. So now, he's made a valid neder. Bechayov asur. When the fellow is alive, Reuven is alive, then it's asur to Shimon to take? Mace. He dies. Okay, that's not relevant for us, but here's the critical line. If he gives it to him, matana, then it's mutter. What's the logic that it's mutter? Because Reuven made all the stuff aser when it was his. The moment that it's no longer his, so then in such a case, the neder does not take effect because Reuven prohibited his items. This seems to be against the exact logic that we had seen from Rava before on Lamed Daled Amud Beis that says even b'matana it's going to be aser. Rav Achabrei Ravik answers shenitna lo al yidei acher. It's true. If, as Rava described on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the Madir gives it to the Moder, Reuven gives it to Shimon, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that it's going to be aser. However, over here, Reuven gave it to Binyamin. Then Binyamin gave it to Shimon, so then there was an interim phase that didn't belong to Reuven at all before he gave it to Shimon. Then it's going to be mutter, as described in the above braisa. Amar Ravashi de Kanami Diktani, it is consistent with other diukim, Shenitna Loi. It says, Shenitna Loi. Ran explains that there was a Kabbalah to read it with a chirik, with an E. Shenitnoi is different than Shenosna Loi. Shenitna has the connotation that it was given to Shimon, not directly given from Reuven's hand to Shimon's hand. Nosna Loi would have the connotation that was given directly. So therefore, says Rav Ashi, we have a tradition, as that's how the Ran explains it, that should be read with a chirik, Shenisna Loi. Boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Now, we have another Shaila that Rava asked Rav Nachman that follows up from the discussion on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, where we started talking about the halachos of Hegdish. Yesh mi'ila bikonamos. If a person prohibits an item, we've already had early on in our Masechta the expression of kone. That first appeared, aside from the Ran in the opening of our Masechta, but it first appeared in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Ha'omer koinim koineach koines harei elu kinuyim lekarbon. The lashon of konim is a lashon of carbon. Hence, that opens up the following question that Rava asked Rav Nachman. Yesh mila b'koinamos ulai. Once a lashon of konim, when a person describes konim on an item, that is a lashon of making it aser to them like hegdish. Does it reach the point that even it would be subject to mi'ila? Of course, we know that mi'ila is the fine and the act for the fine of someone being mo'el behegdish, literally a trespass, but damaging hegdish, that a person has to pay back hegdish, plus a fifth. So here the shaila is, yesh mi'ila b'kainamos. Let's take a look at the Ran. About halfway through the narrow lines in the Ran, Yesh Mila Bekonamos, Hoysa Davalov Bekanim, Venena Mimenu, Mimachayev Mila Lo. Do we say that he's subject to Mila or not? Mi Amrina Dasoki Karbin Vichayev Alov, do we say he made it onto himself like a Karbin Ischayev? Asha Mila Kenenim Minahakachim. So we mentioned the Chi of Tashlumin. The Ran adds something else very important, and that is there's something called an Asham Mi'ilos, that if a person damages Hegdish, then he has to bring an Asham. So is all of that laden in the expression of Kenim? Boy Mine Ravamer of Nachman, Yesh Mi'ila Bikainamai Savai. Amalei Tinitua, he says we learned the answer to that Shaila. We learned in our Mishnah about the halachos of when Reuven's moder hanah from Shimon, and Shimon finds Reuven's item. So then, in such a case, Shimon could return it to Reuven. And even if it's in a place that the Gemara in Eilu Metzias says that Shimon is entitled to a returner's fee, he returns it, but the schar goes to Hegdish. Amalei tini tua. Now, at first glance, this has nothing to do with Rava's Shaila, so we got to bear with the Gemara. Tini tua, we learned in our Mishnah, Mokam Shnoitum ala schar tepala no lehegdish. Lim memra. Let us analyze. Ki Hegdish. That the halacha over here of Mi'ila is equated to the halacha of Aveda. And the halacha of Aveda is connected to Neder, as we see from the halacha that the money goes to Hegdish. And suggests Rav Nachman, ma hegdish yesh bo mi'ila, just like when it comes to hegdish, there is a din of mi'ila, af konamos yesh ben mi'ila. So too, when it comes to konamos, there is a halacha of mi'ila. Ran explains more explicitly than our Gemara says. Let's take a look at Ran, the next Ran. Dibar Maskel Tipal Ano, still in the narrow lines. Tipal Ano lehegdish, lememrik hegdish. Di ilo dami lekonamos lehegdish. If the halacha is that konamos, nedarim, would have nothing to do with hegdish, then why did the Gemara say in the case of Aveda that you should give it to hegdish? Havale lememar, yoylech hano liyam hamelech. The Gemara should have suggested that the hano should go to the Yam HaMelech. The fact that the Gemara, the Mishnah, already suggested that we send it to Hegdish, it must be similar to Hegdish. In other words, that it, when you have Nedarim, there's a violation of a Neder is connected to Hegdish. So, Kiman be Hegdish Asuk, Tana Tipla Nola Hegdish. So, once it's parallel, it's connected to the parish of Hegdish, then you would send Hanah to Hegdish. But otherwise, you should send it Liyam Yamelech. Yamelech is expression in Chazal where you dump it into the sea, and no one could derive benefit. The Gemara suggests Kitanoi, that issue of how you look at a konim, is a machlokis tonight. And that this sugi appears in Shavuos on Chav Beis Amud Alef. Konim kikar zo, hegdish, va'achla. If an individual says that this loaf is going to be a konim and hegdish and he eats it, bein hu, bein chavero, whether he eats it or his friends eats it, ma. Lufichach, yeshla pidyon. And for that reason, now he could be podet. It's subject to Mi'ila, but we know that you could be podet hegdish when it has kedushas domim. So he could be podet the hegdish. Kikar zo'alai, another case, lehegdish va'achla. If he says, this kikar on me is to me hegdish, on me it's hegdish. And he eats it, humal. Chavero lo mal, but his chaver won't be mal. Lefichach ein lo pidyon divrei Rabbi Meir. And the other side to it is since he made only on himself and not to his friend, so then it's not subject to the halachos of pidyon, and this is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. The chachamim omrim, the chacham say, bein kach u'bein kach lo mal. The chacham disagree with the whole premise over here, and they say there is no mila altogether. Why? Lefisha ein mi'ila b'kainamos, because kainamos is not subject to mila. So what do you see? It seems like the Chachamim are saying that Konamos is not a din hegdish, and responding to Rava Shaila of Yesh Mila B'Konamos Alo with a resounding no. Says the Gemara, Mele Rav Acha Breid Rav Avila Rav Ashi, Kikari Alecha, V'nasna Loi Mimatana. So now that we've solved the Shaila about Mila B'Konamos or not, that we've made a machlokas or a mera le chachamim. So now the Gemara goes back to our original discussion in regards to Matana. What happens if Reuven says to Shimon that the kikar is asur to him, and then he gives it to him as a Matana? Mi Mo'al, who is the one who is over Mi'ila? It seems, as the Ran points out, that the Gemara over here is assuming that there is Mi'ila, even though the Ran goes out of his way to say that we paskin yesh Mi'ila b'koinamais. However, when a person says kikari alecha, so then in such a case, who did the Mi'ila? The Ran points out that we paskin like Rebbe Meir against the Chachamim, because Rav Nachman himself seemed to assume that way, and therefore that konem does have pidyon as well, says the Ran. Back into the assumptions of our Gemara, the Gemara is assuming Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika to Rav Ashi that there is Mi'ila. However, the Shaila is Mi'mal. Who is subject to Mi'ila? Now the item has gone out to someone who it's Aser to. So, but Reuven gave it to Shimon. Shimon's the one who has the Isser. Reuven is the one who gave it to him. So there are two possibilities over here. Either Reuven was Moel, or Shimon was Moel. Analyzes the Gemara. Limol knows saying, if we're going to say Reuven was over Mi'ila, halo asiri aleha, the item is not Aser to him. So how could it be that the one who gave it is going to violate Mi'ila? He doesn't even have an Iser of this Hegdish on him. Limo Mekabo, if you're going to say that Shimon is over, Yachol Da'amar, Shimon could say, Hetere Ba'isi, Isura Lo Ba'isi. I only want it for Heter, I don't want it for Isser, and therefore I have no interest in being Mekabel. The Ran points out that the simple pshat in the Gemara can't be the real pshat, in Dibar Maschil Limol, to say simply he doesn't want it and therefore he wouldn't have Me'ila, the Ran asks that's not true, because Ta'os b'Me'ila is considered Me'ila as well as described in the Mishnayis in Maseches Me'ila. However, here the Ran says he doesn't want to even take it out of Reuven's Rishus, the Zelo Asa Ela Shekibla. He didn't even intend to take it out of Reuven's Rishus. He doesn't want it to do anything more than take it out. He doesn't even want to take it out from Reuven's Rishus. Amale, so in regards to that, Shaila, back in the Gemara, three lines to the bottom, Ravashi responded, Mekabel Moal, Lekishi Yotzi. The Mekabel is Moal when he himself uses the item, expends the item, gets rid of the item. You're right, says Ravashi. By simply accepting it, that's not enough. Reuven's not going to be over Me'ila, and Shimon's not going to be over Me'ila. But when will he be over Me'ila? When he takes it out of his Rishus. Shekol ha-moitzi mois hegdish l'chulin, if he uses it to spend on chulin, kosover shel chulin hu mo'al, Avzemal. The moment in which someone spends money of Hegdish, as we had mentioned earlier, even if he thinks it's Chulin, it's considered Me'ila. So too as well, this would be considered Me'ila, and that is the moment in which the Baal Matana is over Me'ila. By simply accepting it, he is not going to be over on Me'ila. We have a new Mishnah on the top of Lamed Hey on the base, which is a beautiful extension to the Halachas of when Reuven is Moider Hana onto Shimon. What happens if Reuven says that Shimon cannot have any benefit from his nechassim, from Reuven's nechassim? What about v'tayrei mes trumasa? What about taking off the truma? In other words, even though Shimon is not allowed to derive benefit from Reuven's items, but he could take off the truma on Reuven's fruits. V'tayrei mes trumasa v'maisroisav Ledatoy. If it's being done with Reuven's das, we're going to see in the Gemara, it's a case in where Reuven says, whoever wants to take off truma from my things can. And therefore there is das. What's necessary over here in our mission is the word das, because truma has to be taken off with a das balabais, but it's not a violation of Shimon having hana from Reuven's items. Umakriv alav, and if Shimon's a Kohen, he's allowed to bring kine zavim, kine zavis, kine yoldois, chatois, vashamos. Kine zavim are the carbon that is a bird. When someone's a zav, a man, or a zava, those are irregular flows, as well as a yoledes brings her carbonos. Rashi points out, the Mefarish, even more explicit in the Ran, that anytime you bring two Torim, we have Homoseches Kinim, that when you bring a carbon of two birds, that's called a Ken. So that's Kena Yolodos as well as carbon Chatos Vashamos. Umelamdo, not only that, continues the Mishnah three lines on the top, Medrish Halachos Vagodos. You're allowed to teach him. That means that Shimon is allowed to teach Reuven Medrish Halach and Agodos. Avolo Yilamdenu Mikra. But he can't teach him psukim. We're going to have a beautiful explanation in our Gemara that this is at the core of a very basic halacha in the Torah. And that is that you're not allowed to derive benefit from teaching Torah Shebal Peh. Only Torah Shebichsav. So it goes like this. If Shimon teaches Reuven Torah Shebichsav, so then in such a case, Reuven is not... Wait a second, let's just clarify here, Reuven and Shimon. We might have mixed up the usage of Reuven and Shimon. First, let's just describe the Madir and the Moder. So I think I mixed up, in this case, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has always been the Madir, and Shimon is the Moder. So in this case, the Madir and that is Reuven is going to be allowed to teach Shimon Torah Shebichsav. He's not going to be allowed to teach him Torah Shebal Peh. And the reason for that is because there's no benefit that Shimon is getting from Reuven teaching him. He's not getting any benefit from Reuven. Why? Because anyhow, Shimon doesn't have to pay for Torah Shebal Peh. However, Lo Yilam Denu Mikra, Reuven would be allowed to charge him for Mikra, and then Shimon is getting benefit. Avam Lamin Hu Es Bonaves Bneis of Mikra, and the Gemara will explain why that's different, why the Madir, Reuven, is allowed to teach Shimon's kids Mikra. Iboi Luhu, the Gemara now has a fascinating Shiloh, 7 lines from the top. Hani Kohani. These Kohanim, Luchura means all Kohanim, when they bring karbanos. Shluchi didan hayu, havu. This is a shiloh that appears, as we mentioned before, in a few places in Shas. Yuma yutes amin alef kedushin chav gimel. Do we look at the Kohanim as our shlichim? O shlucha de shmayim, or the shliach of shemayim. And here we have the most basic nafgamina. L'may nafgamina, l'moyder hano. The nafgamina will be, what happens if Reuven is moder hano to Shimon, doesn't allow Shimon to have hano, or more precisely, he doesn't allow himself to have hano from Shimon. And it turns out that Shimon is a Kohen. L'may nafgamina, l'moder hano. He says that I'm not going to derive any benefit from Shimon. If we're going to say that the Kohanim are the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, so then in such a case, Shimon cannot bring Reuven's Karbonis. But if you say that the Kohanim are the Shlichim of Shemayim, so then in such a case it will be permissible. My, what's Alocha Toshma? Come on here, I'll bring you a Raya. This Nan, we learned in our Mishnah, L'chur, our mission is a beferish araya. Makriv alav kinizavin. We learned that in a case of moder hana, nevertheless, Shimon is going to be allowed to bring the birds as a carbon. And if you say that Shimon is a shliach of Reuven, how could he do it? He's being mahane Reuven. Answers the Gemara. If that would be a strong proof, and if that would be the correct position, then in such a case there would be a different language in our Mishnah. V'litameich, lisni makriv alav karbonis. Our Mishnah should not say kane zavim and zavos, but it should just say Shimon could be makriv karbonis. Why didn't it say in such broad terms? Ela michsure kapara shani. No, when it comes to the bringing of karbanos on mechusar kapara, that is going to be different because we don't consider that as if Reuven is having hana from the actions of the Kohen. Mechusar kapara means that the bailim of that karban, let's take a look at the Ran who says the Kedarko B'Kodesh beautifully, on the first of the medium-sized lines and the last of the narrow lines. Chus mechusar kapara zav v'zava mitzeiro mitzeiras v'yoledes ubikulu ksiv teiras v'karilu mechusar kapara. Chazal say that in all these cases that zayis teiras ha'yoledes, zayis teiras ha'zav, and that is coming to emphasize that these fall into a unique category of kachim called mechusar kapara. What's mechusar kapara? Continues the Ran. Mishum she'asurin likanes l'migdash v'lechol kachim ad she'aviyu kaparasan. Because they fall into a category, a unique category, that until their karban, they are missing their kapara, and they cannot go onto the migdash. V'hani, even the in karban bali kapara, here the Ran explains that their karban is not a kapara. It's a matir for them to go on the migdash. But it's not a considered a kapara. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it's not considered as if I'm deriving hana. Da Amar Rabbi Yochanan, back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that mechusar kapara is a unique category, and it's not a category that I'm getting hana from. Why not? Da Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught, Hakol tzrichin das chutz mi mechusar kapara. Every karba needs a das habaylim except for these Torahs, these instances where the Torah describes as Torahs, that Chazal understand that this is a separate category of carbon called Mechusar Kapar, that's Matir, the individual to go to the Mikdash. There, in such a case, Hakol Tzrichin Das, Chutz Mechusar Kapar. Since it's just a Matir, you don't need the person's Das. Sharei Adam Mevi Carbon, Albona Valbnois Vaktanim Shinem Arzois Torahs Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan. That we see that even a child who doesn't have das could have a carbon brought on their behalf. It must be when they're a zav or a, well, let's talk about a zav, when they're a zav. So then in such a case that you don't need das, nevertheless the carbon works. So what do we see? We see that when it comes to mechusar kapara, the mechusar kapara is different, that it's not considered as if you're getting a personal hana'a from it. It's just simply matir you. And therefore, when a Kohen who has the Isser of Hana to these particular Bailim brings a regular carbon, problem. Why? Because it could very well be Shlucha Didan. However, when it comes to Mechusa Kapara, there isn't that relationship of Shliach. This concept that there is a relationship between Das and Shliach appears as well in Ksubis, on Daf Ayin Dalit, if I'm not mistaken, and we have a very strong tradition in Brisk that when you have a higher requirement of Das, then you need a higher level of Shlichus, and this is what emerges as well from this Gemara. Says the Gemara, El Me'atul Rabbi Yochanan, Zayis Tairas Hayoledes Ben Gdolo Ben Ktana. But what about the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? How does it work within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Take a look at the Ran on the first wide line, towards the end. El Matar Rabbi Yochanan is Svirle, the Tairas, Osi, the Rat, the Ribuye, Katan. Zois Tairas, Helis, my Iko, the Ribuye. If the whole approach is Zois Tairas, so then what is Zois Tairas going to be Marbe, according to Rabbi Yochanan? You're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we see that even a Katan is included in the parsha of carbon because you don't need das, but zos taras hayoledes is also used, and that is talking about obviously a ktana. A yoledes is only a female, a man doesn't give birth, and we said that it's including even someone who is young. You remember we paused before by saying whether we're discussing only a katan or a ktana as well. Well, here the Gemara points out it seems to be including a ktana. Now here's the following question. Ktana bas leidahi? Can a ktana have a child? Valtani rabibi kamed rav nachman sholish nashim misham shoyis b'moich. Ktana muberes uminika. Ktana shevet his aber vitomus. This we learned in Yevamos on daf yud beis amid beis, and that is that there are certain women that are allowed to prevent themselves from becoming pregnant. Machloikis rishayim how they use this contraceptive, but a contraceptive is permissible for these three women. All of these three women are in danger if they're going to come pregnant, that the pregnancy can endanger their lives. And that is a ktana, a nursing woman, and a pregnant woman. So therefore, they're allowed to use some type of contraceptive. What we're interested in is the ktana. A ktana is allowed to prevent herself from coming pregnant. If a ktana is supposed to prevent herself, v'chai bohem, then in such a case, how could Rabbi Yochanan read the Pasuk as Tairas to always include someone who's underage? What about Zayis Tairas Hayoledes? It can't include a Ketana because a Ketana doesn't get pregnant. Answers the Gemara, he Zayis Tairas Hayoledes, Bein Pitchas, Bein Shaita. It's not including a Ketana, you're right, because a Ketana has contraceptive and does not get pregnant. However, when it comes to Bein Pichis, Bein Shaita, Shekein Oda Mevi Karban Al Ishtoi Shaita, Kediv Reb Yehuda, Desnanya, Reb Yehuda, Aymer Oda Mevi Karban Asher Al Ishtoi, Vechol Karban Shechayiv, Shekach Kosev Lavachreis, Di Islech Olai, Min Konmas Dimna. That a husband will bring for his wife a Karban Yoledes, even if she's a Shaita, because that's part of the Chiyuv of the Ksuba. So what emerges from our Gemara is that when it comes to Zayis Tairas Hayoledes, it's coming to include someone who doesn't have Das, and we see at this stage of the Gemara, when it comes to Mechusrei Kippurim, so then in such a case, the Karban doesn't need Das. And therefore, even if Kohanim are generally shluchei didon, our shluchim, we know that there's a relationship between das and a shliach. When you need das, then you need a shliach. Where there is no requirement of das, then it could be done without your awareness. There's no need to appoint a shliach. And that is why Kohanim will be able to bring the list of mechusrei kippurim that appear in our Mishnah. And therefore, we have no proof that Kohanim are shluchei d'shmaya. It could very well be that in general, Kohanim are shluchei didan, and our Mishnah is an exception. Just a reference, when we did Yevamos Daf Yud Beis, we did the halacha from the daily daf, we discussed contraceptive in halacha. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Hei in Maseches Nedarim.